Hello, this is CDBG Over Coffee Podcast. My name is Melissa Gonzalez, and I'm the Grant Coordinator Team Lead for CDBG. And with me is Suzanne Bernard, Director for CDBG Programs. Welcome. Today's topic is fair housing. And as you know, April is Fair Housing Month, and we will have a conversation with Suzanne about what it is, why we need it, and who needs to incorporate it in projects. So, Suzanne, let's go back a little bit and tell us how fair housing started and what does it mean?
Thanks, Melissa. So this year actually marks the 56th anniversary of the passage of the Fair Housing Act. This is the landmark civil rights law that was signed by President Lyndon B. Johnson on April 8, 1968, that made discrimination in housing transactions unlawful. The Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing because of race, color, national origin, religion, sex, which includes gender identity and sexual orientation, disability, and familial status. This year, HUD is promoting a Fair Housing Month theme of Fair Housing, the Act in Action.
Fair housing is incorporated in our civil rights component of the CDBG program. Why is this?
So for recipients of HUD financial assistance, which includes the state and its city and county grant recipients, the obligation for fair housing goes beyond simply avoiding discrimination. Each grant includes an obligation to affirmatively further fair housing in the programs it administers. So approximately every 5 years, the state completes a fair housing planning process, and that has to be consistent with the duty to affirmatively further fair housing in the state's jurisdiction. The state analyzes historic barriers to equal opportunity. We might call that the fair housing landscape. And we set goals to overcome those barriers and ensure fair housing choice for individuals with protected characteristics based on the resources that we have within our control. The public comment period for the current analysis of impediments is actually open right now. It ends on May 3rd, 2024. If you'd like to see a copy of the draft document or provide comment, that information can be found on the agency website for the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs. TDA's website also has some resources related to affirmatively furthering fair housing, which we would often say is AFFH. To find that information, if you'll go to texasagriculture.gov/CDBG, and you can click on the link for fair housing in Texas.
So as you mentioned, a component of fair housing is affirmatively furthering fair housing. How do we do this?
The obligation to affirmatively further fair housing requires program participants to take meaningful actions. So in addition to combating discrimination, these meaningful actions should overcome patterns of segregation and foster inclusive communities free from barriers that restrict access to opportunity based on protected characteristics. That's the language that HUD uses to describe what it means to affirmatively further fair housing. There are a number of different ways that Texas CDBG grant recipients can incorporate fair housing ideals into their grant process. Texas CDBG grants have a significant impact on the living conditions of their beneficiaries. They're often very important to the daily lives of those residents. So it's important that these benefits are provided in a way that doesn't exclude people with protected characteristics and actively tries to include those communities. So examples might include first-time public water and sewer projects, community centers that would involve programming that would be beneficial to persons in protected classes, park projects and housing rehabilitation projects that actively seek to include those communities, access to fire safety through fire stations and firefighting equipment to serve all residents, including those with protected classes. Another way to affirmatively further fair housing is to ensure that residents and property owners understand what fair housing means and what their rights are. This is applicable to any community, regardless of the type of project that they're selecting, which is another important point. Fair housing is not just about housing. It's not just about infrastructure that directly serves housing. Fair housing is a requirement for any CDBG project, regardless of the type of project. It's not just about housing. It's about being inclusive in the work that we do.
So the Texas CDBG grant agreements require each grant recipient to complete at least one activity to affirmatively further fair housing. Can you recommend some activities or ideas for meeting the fair housing requirement?
That's a great point, because there's a difference between conceptually including the ideas of fair housing and then meeting the contractual obligations of the grant agreement. So to meet those specific contractual requirements, the implementation manual that we provide includes a number of different options. A couple of them include conducting a community-wide housing analysis to determine what the impediments are locally, and then taking action to address those impediments. A grant recipient could pass a fair housing ordinance or a fair housing policy and publicize to the community that that now exists and what those obligations are in their community. Some communities might even sponsor or provide funding for fair housing referral services and counseling services to make sure that owners and renters have resources to be able to access housing. Promoting fair housing concepts publicly is an important part of fair housing and can meet the obligation in the grant agreement through newspaper advertisements, marquee displays, public service announcements, poster contests, display of fair housing posters by local businesses, lots of different ways like that to get the word out to the community. And that would include if you did a fair housing month and declared that through a proclamation and then promoted that idea, that helps get the information out to your community residents about what their rights and the responsibilities of fair housing are. So those are just a couple of the different options that are listed. Communities can also be creative. We would encourage you to check with us if you have a fantastic new idea and want to make sure it's going to meet the terms of the grant agreement. But generally, we are looking for every community to do something to affirmatively further fair housing during each grant to meet their contractual obligations.
So for CDBG purposes, how do you prove that you have actually accomplished an activity?
Sure. So a newspaper advertisement or a posting in a public place, if you're talking about publicizing a local government action, those are going to follow the same requirements that our citizen participation policies would include. So evidence of posting, a copy of the newspaper. If you're looking at doing advertisements and flyers that were related to an event or the posters and those kind of things, you're going to be looking at photos that document where these posters were placed and when they were posted. If you're looking at adoption of policies, minutes of the local government action would document that. There's a number of different ways that can be documented depending on what your activity is. But in general, we're looking for a firm written documentation that the activity actually occurred.
Suzanne, thank you so much for taking this time to be with us. Is there anything additional about fair housing that you would like to share?
I would just like to emphasize that fair housing is important conceptually to the CDBG program. It is something that we are obligated to affirmatively further fair housing concepts, but it's also critical to the mission of CDBG. So it is something that I hope all communities take to heart when they decide how they want to carry out their fair housing activity.
Okay. So for more information about fair housing, please visit our CDBG website. And this concludes our podcast about fair housing. This was Melissa Gonzalez, and thank you so much for joining us.